The following is a presentation of A's Cast, your free 24/7 nonstop destination for A's baseball. Go to athletics.com/A's Cast to download the app. Restrictions apply. This is A's All Night.
Floriano has hit it out again.
A's baseball, just for you. Here is A's All Night.
I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for A's All Night. Three straight wins for the Oakland A's as they walked it off on the Astros on Friday night in the 13th inning, taking game two of this four-game series by the final of 3-2. In a ballgame started by Tanner Roark and Justin Verlander, pitching and defense were on display throughout, and we begin with some defense in the third as the A's platinum glover flashed the leather at the hot corner.
The run and go, swung and smashed to third, grabbed by Chapman, no play at second, on to first though, and they get Springer for the out. Steal it. Double away, and Springer takes a look over his shoulder. Hey, pal, you know it, and you might as well get used to it. He's going to be around for a while.
That is the ultimate look right there. You're right. It was hooking away. It looked like a double, and then an easy throw, and Springer gets to first base. Doesn't even get there and looks back. You got to be kidding me.
With Josh Reddick still on second base and two outs, Roark saw to navigate his way out of the inning as the next hitter was the dangerous Jose Altuve.
The 3-2 swing and a miss, a slider away. Altuve throws the bat and the helmet. There goes the arm guard, and here come the batting gloves.
On the other side, though, Houston A's Justin Verlander was dealing as well, sitting down the first nine A's hitters in order and getting Chris Herman to end the third.
Swing and a miss, got him on the slider. Seven strikeouts the first time through for Verlander. So far, it's been his night, but Tanner Roark in lockstep. He hasn't allowed a run either.
A's starter Tanner Roark on whether he takes what the opposing pitcher is doing into account, and Robbie Grossman praises his club's resilience against the Astros ace.
Actually, I kind of think of it that way. I think of me facing the opposing pitcher. I try to outlast or keep up with the other starting pitcher and try to do better. When he goes out and puts up zeros, I want to do the exact same thing.
Well, it's facing Justin, and we've all faced him before, and we know what we're getting into. And for us to battle it out and scrap away and finally come away with a W just tells you everything you need to know.
In the fourth, Roark found himself in another jam. With Astros on first and second and two outs facing the red-hot Yuli Gurriel, the A's righty took it upon himself to make a play and keep the ball game scoreless.
Fastball broken bat bouncer off the glove of Roark. It dies on the grass. Picks it up, throws the first.
Wow.
Good stretch by Olsen. Wow. They still get Gurriel, and the inning is over. Roark did not give up on the play after it ticked off the edge of the leather.
Then in the bottom of the fifth, the A's became the first team to break through. And as you might have guessed, it came via the home run. Here's Mark Canna with one out and nobody on, finally getting to Verlander.
And it swung on a high fly ball left field. Brantley going back at the track, right to the wall. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead. Mark Canna hits it out to left field. His 18th home run, 1-0 Athletics over the Astros in the bottom of the fifth.
Canna describes his approach against the future Hall of Famer.
I think with a guy like Verlander, you just have to keep pushing. He's going to strike people out. He's going to have success. You just have to stay positive and keep kind of grinding out at bats and just try to get a good pitch to hit.
In the very next inning, the Astros came right back against Roark. With one out, a double, walk, and soft single loaded the bases for Carlos Correa, who was able to drive a ball to the outfield and tie the game.
And a swing and a drive into right. Not well hit. Piscotty coming on, lining it up, makes the catch. Brantley tags. Here's the play to the plate. And it's going to be offline, and the ball game is tied as Brantley scores on the sack fly to right by Correa. The other runner is held. It's a 1-1 game.
Then Yuli Gurriel followed, and he gave Houston the lead with a single, but Mark Canna in center made a great play to not allow the inning to get any further.
Swung on and lined to right center up the alley, and nobody's there. That's going to get through. It's cut off near the track by Canna. One run is in. Alvarez to third. They'll hold him there. The throw to second. Out at second base is Gurriel. On a great play by Canna, going far into right center and cut the ball off before it got to the wall. 8-6 on the play at second base on the throw to Semien. It ends the inning.
Canna on the play and his thought process in throwing out Gurriel and ending the threat.
Where that ball's hit, every hitter is going to go for two on that one. So just pick it up and throw it. In my mind, I was just picking it up and getting rid of it as hard as I could into second base.
As for Roark, that would spell the end of his day. The righty was quality in his third start for the A's, going six innings and giving up just the two runs in a no decision. A's skipper Bob Melvin, Roark, and Robbie Grossman all weigh in on the start.
Yeah, no, I thought he was great. I mean, you could tell right away he was on it too, and going into that game against Verlander, especially he's been against us, and you know his numbers this year, he knew he had to be on it and had to get off to a good start as well.
I've never found a lot of stuff off, you know, deep counts, weren't chasing some pitches. I just kept going, kept attacking. And the biggest thing was just make good pitches. Don't try to do too much, just make good pitches, and you'll have success.
Man, Tanner threw the ball unbelievable for us. He gave us a chance, and that's all we can ask for. And he made a couple nice plays off the mound, too. That was a good game, and we know playing this team that we're going to have some grinder games like this.
As it turns out, Canna's play in center would prove to be critical. With one out and nobody on in the very next inning, the bottom of the sixth, Marcus Semien got to Verlander again to tie the ball game.
Marcus, it's a high fly ball, right center, Springer back. Springer at the track, he'll turn, and the A's have tied it up as Semien hits it out. It's a 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the sixth.
Wow. Right center field. Marcus with his 20th. Marcus Semien is healthy.
No doubt. What a year he's having.
Bob Melvin on his team's approach and relative success against Verlander on Friday night.
He was elevating, had a really good breaking ball, and throw it behind in the count, too. So, you know, you just have to battle along and hope you get an opportunity to score some runs off him. We got two balls. You know, we got a couple runs off him. He comes out of the game. We have a tie game. So, you know, for us against him, that's a small victory.
From that point on, pitching ruled the day. And for the Green and Gold, some especially encouraging outings from their bullpen. Let's start with Blake Treinen, who came in for the seventh inning and worked around a leadoff single to keep the ball game tied, getting Altuve to end the frame.
First, he goes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And some emotion from Blake Treinen. 96. High octane gets the three-time batting champ. And the inning is over. Back-to-back K's for Blake Treinen.
Following a scoreless eighth inning from Jake Diekman, Joaquin Soria came on for Oakland. And after working a 1-2-3 ninth, got through a two-on, two-out jam in the 10th.
The pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Upstairs at 92. And Diaz limps back to the Astro dugout. The inning is over.
Melvin on the clutch pitching and encouraging outings for Soria, who threw 43 pitches, and Blake Treinen.
Tell you what, Soria was impressive too, because he was completely out of gas. And when I went out and talked to him, he had no part of coming out of that game. He wanted that last out, so that was impressive as well. And you know, we're getting somewhere with Blake, too. That was a big inning for Blake.
Perhaps the star of the night, though, was Lou Trevino, who came on in relief of Soria and fired three scoreless innings, giving up just one hit while striking out four to pick up the win. Melvin and Trevino on the righty's outing and what it meant.
Yeah, that's huge for him. You know, you have to go out there and be perfect. You're not, you lose the game. So I think it was big for his confidence as well. That's a really tough lineup that he went through. Three innings worth, hasn't done that in quite some time, so really impressive to see.
Confidence-wise, it's going to do a world of good for him, because if he's throwing strikes and he's confident, that's the kind of result you're going to get.
I finally felt behind the ball today. I was able to attack the hitters, throw all my pitches for strikes. It was something that I really needed, and I'm thankful I was able to, you know, pull through for the team and give us a chance to win.
The seven shutout innings for the A's bullpen set the stage for dramatics in the bottom of the 13th. A Corbin Joseph leadoff single was followed by a sacrifice bunt by Chris Herrmann. And then with two outs, Robbie Grossman got a chance to play hero and send the A's home winners.
Grossman, it's a ground ball up the middle into center for a base hit. Around third to score the winning run is Corbin Joseph, and the A's have won it in the 13th inning. Robbie Grossman delivers a single to center, perfectly placed just to the right of the bag at second. The A's have won the first two games of the series against the Astros. And tonight, it's 3-2 Athletics in 13.
Melvin on his reasons for using small ball in the 13th inning. And Grossman takes us through the at-bat that delivered the A's the ball game.
Yeah, and it was big. You know, we were you only need one run there. You know, we'll bunt when we need to, and we just need one run. And, you know, with Joseph on base and, you know, Herman at the bottom getting a bunt over, and then the top of our lineup coming up, we felt good.
Like you said, I've never faced him before. He threw me two changeups to start to a bat, and I knew a fastball was coming right there, and lucky enough, I got enough of it to get it through. I'm just glad we get to go home, because I know we got a day game tomorrow, and it's going to be a quick turnaround.
Grossman's heroics pushed the A's to a season-high 18 games over 500, as the club is now 70-52 following their third straight win. Oakland will turn to Chris Bassett on Saturday afternoon to try and make it four in a row and deliver a series win over the Astros in the third of this four-game series with Houston. Roxy Bernstein will kick off your pregame coverage with A's Total Access beginning at 12:05 p.m., followed by First Pitch at 1:05 along the Oakland A's radio network. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Jensen, and this is A's All Night.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.